Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, we would like to welcome everyone to the conference call for Wilson Sons Limited third quarter 2013 results. Today with us, we have Mr. Felipe Gutierrez, CFO of the Brazil subsidiary, Investor Relations, and Mr. Arnaldo Calbucci, CEO of Towage Offshore, Shipyards, and Ship Agency. We would like to inform you that all participants will be on listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After remarks by the company's management, there will be a question-and-answer session for the industry analysts. At that time, future instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach an operator. Today, live webcasts, including both audio and slideshow, may be accessed online through the Wilson Sons Investor Relations website at www.wilsonsons.com.br/ri. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Wilson Sons management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks and uncertainties because they relate to future events and both therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that conditions related to macroeconomic environment, industry, and other factors could also cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now I'll turn the conference over to the CFO of the Brazilian subsidiary, Investor Relations, Mr. Felipe Gutierrez, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Gutierrez, you may begin your comments now, sir.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us on our call. I'm joined by Arnaldo Calbucci to comment on Wilson Sons 3Q 2013 and year-to-date results. Please turn to slide number 3 of our presentation for a brief summary of our consolidated results. The company generated $159.1 million in net revenues in the quarter, which was 14% higher than last year, with the major contributions coming from increasing shipyard revenues from third parties as a result of the businesses new capacity. Heavier average bed weights and better volumes in traditional harbor towage, strong deep sea import volumes generating higher yield warehousing services in both TECONs, and waste management and sport services in Brasco, our oil and gas terminal. Both quarterly and year-to-date EBITDA and net income are up as a consequence of this better operational performance, especially in oil and gas terminals, towage, and shipyards. Capital expenditure of $103.5 million in the first 9 months of the year includes the acquisition of the Bricklog oil and gas support terminal, which totaled $44 million in this quarter and includes the right to use the area for 30 years, the acquisition of property, plant, and equipment, and the commencement of civil works. Other contributors to capital expenditure were 16.5 invested in the conservator expansion and 11.9 for new tugboats. Moving now to slide 4, we present net revenues and EBITDA highlights by business. Now I'm in slide number 4, container terminals revenue. For the first 9 months were up 2%. The strong deep sea import volumes were offset by the devaluation of Brazilian currency, which reduced revenues as most of the container terminals revenues are Brazilian real denominated. In oil and gas support base, Brasco, the good results were driven by waste management activities together with an increase in spot services and a better price mix. In logistics, revenue and EBITDA reduction was a result of the end of 4 dedicated operations in the last 12 months. Towage revenues increased by almost 10%, mainly as a result of higher harbor maneuver volumes, larger vessels attended, and the growth of special operations, especially those related to the support to oil and gas platform assistance. Currently, the company has 56 tugboats operating in 22 ports along the Brazilian coast. Shipyards posted strong revenue and EBITDA as shipbuilding activities advanced with the percentage of vessels completed increasing. Currently, the shipyard's order book includes 6 offshore support vessels, 3 for geonavigation, 2 for barbed suit, and 1 for fugle. This order book reinforces Wilson's strategy to take advantage of the demand driven by the growth of the Brazilian oil and gas industry. Offshore support vessels, revenues improved 13.2%, benefiting from the increase of days in operating due to the commencement of operation of PSV Tagais, first Q 2013. Despite this, the average daily rate was negatively impacted by the Brazilian real depreciation, as roughly 50% of the daily rate is denominated in Brazilian reais. Now I will highlight some business opportunities we have in the next slide, slide number 5. Here I would like to call your attention to the Tecon Salvador opportunities to compete for cargoes from other ports after the conclusion of the terminal's recent expansion. Cargoes such as coffee, cotton, and fruits, which are predominantly produced in Bahia State, have had limited handling in Tecon Salvador due to the past capacity constraints. Now, after the expansion, besides the logistical efficiency to handle these cargoes in Tecon Salvador, which reduced transit times, the terminal delivers some of the best berth utilization efficiencies in the country, with virtually no ship waiting times, helping to reduce costs of the whole logistics system that uses the port of Salvador, benefiting importers, exporters, and shipping companies. Going to slide number 6, this is a picture of our oil and gas terminal Brasco Caju, or Brick Log, as it was formerly known. It's operational with 72 meters of quay, but the full potential of the site includes a further investment to complete an additional 428 meters of quay, which in total will allow the simultaneous berthing of up to 6 support vessels. To give some idea of comparative, our existing Brasco base in Niterói currently has 3 vessels berth, so this project of civil works will substantially improve capacity after completion. Going to the next chart, chart number 7, from the company's IPO in 2007 to the beginning of 2013, Wilson Sons completed a large capital expenditure cycle of roughly $1 billion. Projects such as capacity expansion and new equipment in Tecon Rio Grande and Tecon Salvador, the doubling of Guarujá shipyard capacity, and the construction and maintenance of our fleet of tugboats and offshore support vessels enabled us to increase service levels to our valuable clients. Given the completion of a large number of significant investments, we expect increased free cash generation going forward. At this point, I will open the call to any questions you might have.
Thank you. The floor is now open for questions. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you have a question, please press star 1. Mr. Colin Thomas of Cantor Fitzgerald would like to make a question.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hi there, can you hear me? It's Robin Bai from Cantor Fitzgerald.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, very well. You can hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I have actually a number of questions. Shall I just go through them one at a time? Just on CapEx, could you provide some guidance for CapEx for the full year, please? And then perhaps some rough guidance for the next few years, and talk a bit about what's included in that number in terms of maintenance versus growth, and perhaps by division. So I'm just trying to get a feel for absolute levels of CapEx growth and also the profile by division, please.
Okay. In terms of CapEx expenditure, as we've already mentioned, the big investment cycle ended in 2013. So what we will have in terms of future cap expenditure is much more what we call organic cap expenditure. That will be around 60% or a little bit more than that, maintenance, and the remaining balance, growth. And we'll include the new supply vessels we will build for the offshore business unit we have, joint venture, if you wish, and also new vessels for the tech business, and some equipment investments in our container terminals. But in 2014, we'll have the expansion of Glasgow Caju for brick log. So we are talking about a capital expenditure around $100 to $150 million.
Sorry, did you say $100 to $150 million?
Yeah, we're talking about a capital expenditure between $100 and $150 million. Not for 2014.
Yes,
2014 probably will have a capital expenditure around $130 to $140 million.
Great, thank you. And just moving on, the logistics division, is the fall in revenue that you've reported due to the reduction in dedicated operations, has that now come to an end? So are all those operations now effectively closed and, you know, this is the trough for revenues?
Okay. In terms of logistics, as you mentioned, we have the impact and the decrease in revenues coming from the end of these four dedicated operations. The main strategy we have in logistics is the focus on the bonded warehouses and logistics centers. We'll have some clients or some contracts like that ending during 2014 also, but after that, our main focus will be the bonded warehouses in Santo André, Suape, and logistics centers in São Paulo. So probably 2014, you'll have a downturn in results in logistics, and that will be recovered in a, with a different strategy from 2015 on.
Okay, thank you. And then just finally, on property disposals, obviously this year you've had quite large inflows from property disposals, but you know, have you still got a large pipeline of disposals to come, or are you now, is that process sort of nearly complete or complete?
We don't have a big pipeline of property disposals at this stage, but we have a land in São Paulo state that we can dispose, but we are in the first stages of analysis of these kind of disposal. Don't expect a big disposal in 2014. It depends on the market situation, and obviously we have a partner in this land.
Okay, thanks very much. That was very clear. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Remembering, if you have a question, please press star 1. Remembering, if you have a question, please press star 1. If you have a question, please press star 1. Remembering, if you have a question, please press star 1. We have a question from webcast. Can you explain the share option plan proposal for the special general meeting of shareholders?
Yes, absolutely. The period for emission of employee options under the previous cash settled option plan of the company expired in April 2012. So the idea, it's clear that a normal share option plan has certain advantages. And in this respect, we are basically putting a stock option plan in place to have top management aligned with the interests of the shareholders. And the idea is to keep that in place going forward. So this is the main strategy behind this new share option plan. And obviously, it's a share or a pure stock option plan or share option plan, if you wish, which is different from the phantom stock option plan. So it has also an accounting treatment, a different accounting treatment that we think is more efficient.
Mr. Colin Thomas of Cantor Fitzgerald would like to make a question.
Oh, hi there, it's Robin Byrne again. I didn't quite hear the operator call me, but I'll ask my question anyway. Just to follow up on the containers business, I liked your slide number 5. That's very clear. Could you talk a bit about terminal handling charges at the moment? I think historically you've said you've been able to lift those above CPI. Is that currently the case? Can you lift prices above CPI or at CPI? You know, what's the pricing environment like at the moment? Thank you.
Colin, in terms of pricing environment, obviously after the global crisis in 2008, the environment is not quite easy in Brazil and globally when you take into consideration that your main client is the ship owners. So I would say that it's better now than 3 years ago. But on the other hand, we have the impact in Brazil of wage inflation and also exchange rate. Some of the main terminals in Brazil charging reais. So in US dollars, you have a margins decrease when you have the depreciation of reais. So at the end of the day, it will have to be considered in the pricing negotiation as well. So I think that the environment in terms of the conditions and the situation of the ship owners is better than 3 years ago. But it's something that is always challenging.
Sure.
We have a position as the major operator in Rio Grande and Salvador that gives us some room to play this role in a better place. But I would say that it's really challenging. At the end of the day, it's much more a play in terms of volumes and efficiency than a play in price, pricing power or price increase.
Okay, thanks so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Remembering, if you have a question, please press star 1. As there are no more questions, Wilson Sons conference call has come to an end. Have a nice day.